Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 248 for May 9th, 2010. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And joining me here later in the show will be Laureen Romero. The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. The song you're listening to is Asoto Ma, and the artist is Gabriel Tranchina, and it's from the album A Song of Love's Color. Well, I want to thank you for stopping by the Home Base Travel Agent Show and taking a listen. If you're a new listener, welcome aboard. And once again, I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and the co-host of the show is Laureen Romero. And Laureen comes in for a segment of the show and quite often brings a guest with her. And we talk about the travel business, what's happening out there in the world of the travel industry. And our guests are quite often people from various suppliers, cruise lines, tour operators, that sort of thing. And the music on the show. What I like to do with the music is this music comes from the IOTA Alliance. And it's the IOTA Alliance is a group of independent musicians that post their music on the IOTA website, and they do that to get exposure, and they allow people like me to put their music out there without paying any royalty fees or paying ASCAP or BMI or somebody else, and I'm able to give those artists exposure. And what it does, I think, for the listeners, you are exposed to new kinds of music that you wouldn't otherwise hear. And I'm sure if you listen to your local radio station, you're going to hear the same music over and over again. And if you travel to a new town and you listen to a radio station there, you're going to hear the same music that you hear at home over and over again. You know, it just seems like these radio stations clone themselves and they rarely try anything new. So I'm glad to give a small opportunity to these independent artists and expose their music and expose the music to you. And hopefully you like it, and perhaps click on the link at the end of the show notes and purchase a song or purchase an album at some point in time. Well, my heart goes out to the folks in Nashville. I think it's just terrible what's happening down there with the floods. And I know it's nothing that, you know, the event is nothing that we can do. I mean, it's a natural disaster, basically, because of the rainfall. But I know the people in Nashville are struggling. It's a great town. I spent some time down at the Opryland a couple of years ago and really enjoyed the hotel there. And I saw pictures of that hotel on the news and it was just full of water, and it just kind of turned my stomach. So, you know, I hope things are going well in Nashville. I hope the cleanup is going good. And I know the people down there are very resilient and they stick together, and things are going to be okay in Nashville. Well, once again, thank you for being a listener. Thank you for subscribing. If you are subscribing, the show is available in iTunes. And you can go over to iTunes and check it out and subscribe. You know, and if you do go over to iTunes, I would really appreciate a comment or two on the show. If you can write me up a little review for the show, give me some positive comments, that would be great. And I really appreciate that input. Also, if you have input and you just want to contact me directly, you can do that by emailing me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And now a word from our sponsor. You know, in this ongoing challenging economy, companies of all sizes must find new ways to cut costs. And every dollar saved helps the bottom line. And that's why I recommend a web conferencing solution for your business. GoToMeeting helps improve overall business communications and efficiencies, and not to mention improving the global economy. The easiest, most affordable for me is GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix. Now, you can reduce time on the road by presenting, training, or demonstrating online. Improve conference calls by collaborating in real time by sharing your screens. Now, GoToMeeting is the best way to increase your productivity and cut costs. I've used GoToMeeting. I do use it, and it's great. Now, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, and that's a month of unlimited online meetings for free. Now, for this special offer, you must visit GoToMeeting.com/podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcast. Try GoToMeeting today. You'll be glad you did. Okay, now next week, I have some new equipment coming in. I hope you notice the difference in the audio, especially during the co-hosted segment. I have been battling a hum, a 60-cycle hum on my mixer and on my compressor limiter equipment, and I just can't get rid of that hum. I even went out just a couple weeks ago and bought a hum eliminator from EB Tech, and that didn't help. So I thought, well, I need to bite the bullet. I'm going to go ahead and buy a new mixer recorder that I can connect directly into the phone bridge that I use for the co-hosted segment. And I can even isolate that to the extent by using batteries. It's battery powered if I want it to be. So I can totally isolate it from the 60 cycle circuits here in the house. And hopefully that'll take care of the hum. So I hope you notice that in the upcoming shows. Well, anyhow, with that bit of technical information passed, I think it's time to get into the co-hosted segment of the show. So we'll do that, and here we go.
And also, sometimes when we all mention where we're from, they don't understand why we joke about the weather's beautiful for me and you have snow. So we need to put a little point of reference to the fact that we do live in different time zones. We do live in totally different environments and elements. And that we work together as a collaborative to be able to bring the show to you. They do say time passes quickly when you're having fun.
It
definitely doesn't seem like it's been that long. Well, thank you. And please, listeners, don't think that this is our Cortex show. Absolutely. My day does not start off like it does a typical day. Normally, my day is I wake up, I go get coffee, I go check my email, and start. Now my day is being a home-based travel agent working from home. Today, I had Gail whispering in my ear, "Hey, wake up." With a kind of this little buzzing sound in the background, it was really driving me crazy, so I ignored her and the sound. And it was because our phones kept ringing, and somebody was definitely trying to get a hold of us. So she got up, went to find out what the problem was, and a friend of mine kept calling. She knows that we have the ringer off because Gail works at night. We turn the ringer off at night so there's a server in the morning. Well, my email account had been compromised. So my sharptongue@mac.com, which is my home-based travel agent account, apparently, I sent an email message to the 1,000-plus people that's in my address book, letting them know that I was in London, that I had been mugged, and could they please send me money, $2,500, to be able to help me because they stole my wallet. Now, to me, I know that this is a phishing attempt. To the people who know me, they do know that I travel a lot, so being in London is two on my. It's possible because, you know, Gail and I are two women traveling together. We could be mugged. We're, you know, a higher target than if we were men. But it would be very unlikely that I would ever ask anybody for money. And from what I've understood, that this is a pretty common spam sort of email message. Like, you know, one of those, please click here and pay you, give your credit card number. So, the reason that they're even saying that I found out how much people love me, I've gotten hundreds of email messages, not people that are mad at me for sending this, but to let me know that somebody got a hold of my address book and that I needed to be aware. And so, of course, I respond to every one of them all day. My cell phone has been ringing. My house phone has been ringing. My text messages have been texting through. And it's just been a lot of love and support, so that's over lining out of this. It really gave me an opportunity to be able to be back in touch with some old friends. This is kind of an interesting concept. Several people who are just concerned that, you know, it's not unlike us to travel, and are we okay? It's been a long process, and Gary and I want to spend this part of the show talking about, you know, kind of how to keep your identity, maybe what sort of things you can do if this happens. It's been a very long day, so starting at about 7:15, 7:30 this morning, I have been on iChat with Apple Tech Support, being able to get my compromised email back, all sorts of things, dealing with people who are just calling, basically to make sure I'm okay. And, Barry, have you ever had some sort of either email compromise or identity theft, someone stealing your credit card? And it is. And the weird thing was, and I'll explain why this happened, I had no email today. Now, my SharpFund and MacBook Common account is my business account, so all of my supplier email messages, whether it's from Carnival, Princess, Royal Caribbean, you know, GoGo Vacations, Trabalcer, you know, whoever, they send their apps to me, of course, they want me their material to be able to sell to my clients. So it's usually pretty easy for me, especially on the iPhone, just to go delete, 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 in, which is great. Very time-saving, and if I don't have clients that I'm working with at that particular time, then I don't need the messages. It's very unlikely for me to only get 3 email messages in like a 6-hour time frame. So when I went to my computer, that was one of the first things I noticed. And so my email account was asking me to log in, but let me log in. So fortunately, one of our listeners, and somebody who's been on the show in the past, he called me, called myself. He knew that this was not the message I would be sending. And of course, you know, I got some email messages joking back and forth about, well, it couldn't be you, Maureen. There weren't any spelling errors or word grammar errors. So he was able to help walk me through how to get a hold of Apple Tech Support via iChat, because it was clearly a mobile media account that was compromised. Now, I spent 4 hours on the computer with the Apple Tech Support. It was wonderful. It happened immediately. You go to apple.com support, and then there's an area that says mobile me, and then iChat. So I didn't have to be on the phone. I didn't have to worry about email or me about the phone dying or anything like that. And first thing I had to do was be able to identify myself. That, you know, my account got compromised, it was being sent to everybody, and I had to verify who I was. Well, whoever had gotten into my account, not only did they change my passcode so I couldn't get in, but they changed all my security information. So when they asked me, what's your date of birth, it didn't match. They asked me what my security questions were. They didn't match. They asked me what I had on my iDisk. I don't know what I have on my iDisk. I haven't used it in a long time, but I was able to name a file on my iDisk that I had put a long time ago. So they reset my passcode. No, my birthday is not October 1st, and my best friend growing up is not Cole. So I was able to reset all that. And one of the things that if this ever happens to you, you're in a position to do that, make sure that you also look at your preferences. Because one of the things that this person did is they checked a preference that I would never check, and it was called forward mail. So what happened is any message that went to sharpcom.com got forwarded to a Hotmail account that they had set up. So, for example, if someone had hit reply to the spam message, then it went right to that person. Also, another thing that happens is don't click on the link. There's a link that's in the email message. So, make sure you don't do that. If you don't ever need to respond to these messages, if you ever get one, just delete them. Don't try to argue with these people that this is spam, leave it alone. They don't care about that. But Alan was really able to help me be able to figure out how to be able to contact my provider. And your provider may differ, of course, if you don't have a MobileMe account. It could be anybody. I mean, I don't know if anybody can ever get a hold of Gmail. So if there's a Gmail account that's been compromised, I have no clue how you'd be able to fix that. But this person or gang, whoever it was pretty tech savvy. They made an account to have it sent to a Hotmail account. And then I also had people reporting that they got the message from me from a sharpcom@yahoo.com account. So clearly they tweaked things as time went on because I don't even have a Yahoo account, but people were reporting through that they did. I have no idea how this happened. I do know that I'm a Mac person. I do know I do not have a virus, and it's not on my computer. I'm kind of guessing that they got my email account and hacked through the web browser, and if it says Mac.com or me.com, it's going to be a MobileMe account, and you can go right online and do it that way. One of the things I would tell the listeners is that always blind copy people whenever possible. I know that a lot of friends send jokes, they forward messages, the forward messages, but all the email addresses are exposed. So one way to try to minimize having people get a hold of your email account is to blind copy people. If you have a group that you send to a whole bunch of clients, always blind copy the group so that they're not seeing each other's emails. That's one of the things you do, Barry. You're really good about kind of protecting people's information. Kind of one of those things I'm trying to pass on to be able to share with people to protect themselves. Another thing is to have a strong password. Now, we don't know if my email address was got hacked online, if someone got the email. email address and would just be able to. There's a, some sort of program you can use that can help track passwords. And that it could have been done when I was in Europe because I was using Wi-Fi over there, although I don't know. I was mostly on my phone, and I don't know how you access that sort of stuff. So, use strong passwords, learn to blind copy people, and be respectful of each other's information, not be able to pass it on. It's certain things like that. It's a little thing. I mean, for me, what happened today was pretty inconvenient. I've been up for the last 8 hours dealing with this. I got absolutely nothing done today. The bright side of it is I was in touch with a lot of people that I haven't talked to in a long time, which was actually kind of cool. You know, people called I haven't been in touch with in a couple of years. Just, you know, checking in, seeing how I'm doing, making sure I'm not really in London. And so there is the silver lining, but the bad part is I have not gotten things done today except for working on that. So, Mary, what other ideas do you have how to be protected and not have people have access? So, you know, in consideration of that sort of thing, to if, you know, you're having a conversation with your clients, remind them that if they're on a cruise ship, and they're using one of the cruise ship computers because they're at the internet cafe, or if they are at a hotel, if they're using a laptop or computer in the lounge, and that the Wi-Fi is not secure. So be careful. Don't do any banking when you're in that sort of thing. It's one thing if somebody's going to get your password and compromise your email account, but it's another if you're going to have banking and credit card information taken from you. So again, what, you know, like Barry's pointing out, to watch out for public terminals. So I just want to share a little bit of what happened and try to protect you and your clients from my experience. And let me tell you, this was not the topic I was planning on talking about today, but you know what? It's a good topic. It's very timely, and I think it's important for us to be able to kind of remember. You need to put on strong passwords. You need to blind copy people. If you're going to be on a public terminal, don't use any credit card or banking information or anything that you need to be private. And you know what? Sometimes it really is a good thing to be able to be in touch with people you haven't talked to in a while. So there is always a silver lining at the end of everything. So, you know what? Still email me at sharktongetback.com. I do get back to you. It's not going to go anywhere. I'm not closing out that account. All emails are now coming back to me, and for good. So, if you reach me, it's sharktongetback.com. And, Barry, what's a good email address for you?
My email is Barry, B-A-R-Y.
Loreen R, and that's spelled LORENER. And Barry, what's yours? There you go. And feel free to say hi. I have about 400 friends. I'm always happy to have more. And, you know, it's a good way to be able to track one another, keep in touch, and, you know, help support one another. I love connecting with the other travel agents. That's good. Well, thank you, Barry. I will talk to you in a couple weeks. I will be on the Holland America SAM training for next week. Yes, 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 it really is a training. I can prove it's a training because we're going to be in session at least half the day every day, and scale can't go. So it's not going to be a fun vacation. I've connected with my roommate, so we're going to hook up, and it's going to be fun, but I'm going to learn a lot, and of course, I will always bring some more information back to our listeners so I can share the education. Okay, all right, talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, thank you, Loreen. And boy, I'm really sorry that you had to go through that, and I hope to some extent that what we've talked about today on today's show helps other people avoid going through that. Anyhow, we're moving on into the news segment of the show. And, you know, earlier on I mentioned the disaster down in Nashville. Well, this article comes through PR Web, and what they talk about is that travel insurance and a good travel agent are the best defense against unforeseen travel disasters. You know, our disasters in 2010 here have included 4 earthquakes, 4 floods, and 1 volcano, and we're still early on in the year. So travelers are examining their needs for travel insurance and a good travel agent for the next trip, because we've had a 4-month string of disasters, and this is normally reserved for things that happen in Hollywood films. So now, several travel insurance plans provide trip cancellation, trip interruption, and trip delay coverage to save a vacation made inaccessible by unforeseen natural disasters. So you want to check out and maybe start promoting travel insurance more to your clients if you haven't been doing that. And now's a good time to do it because, you know, I bet there are a lot of people out there after all these disasters that wish that they had some sort of travel insurance to help pay for the trip that they've lost or help pay for the extra time that they've had to stay in hotel rooms. And this is a good time to promote yourself as a travel agent, as a troubleshooter during those times of natural disaster when clients are trapped somewhere and need help to rebook airlines and find hotels. You know, the travel agent's the troubleshooter, so take advantage. Take advantage of I hate to say take advantage of this disaster or these disasters, but, you know, I guess that's kind of what we're doing. And I'm sure you want to, if you do it in your newsletter or whatever, I'm sure you want to do it in a sensitive way, promoting yourself, but not being insensitive to the disasters that we've recently experienced. Anyhow, there's a link to this article in the show notes. Now, here's something new. And this comes from a website called comparecarhire.co.uk. So it's a website out of the United Kingdom. And they are reporting that Expedia is launching a travel agent affiliate program in the U.S. Now, this program will now allow travel agents to tap into Expedia's worldwide inventory and at the same time earn commission on those bookings. Now, I didn't go to Expedia's site and check this out. I'm just reading it from the article. And if anybody happens to go over there and check this out through Expedia, drop me an email. I'd like to know a little bit more about it and what kind of commissions they're offering. And, you know, they're calling it an affiliate program. So I'm not sure what the difference between an affiliate program is and signing up for them as a supplier. So, I don't know. if you do go there and check it out, drop me an email. I really appreciate it. I want to see what this is all about and how it works. Again, a link to this is in the show notes. Okay, do you have clients that's worried about what's happening on the coast of Florida, about the oil spill and what's going to happen to the beaches and whatever there? Are your clients maybe a little bit hesitant to go to Florida as a result? Well, this article comes from the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council, and what they've done, they've added a component to their website at www.flakeys.com. www.flakeys.com. And what this added component is going to do is it's going to give the official National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration oil slick trajectory maps, as well as questions and answers regarding the oil leaks and their proximity to Florida Keys. Now, this is a 72-hour forecast map, and they're updated on a daily basis, and they plot and project approximate positions of the oil slicks. So now the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council they've received lots of calls from vacationers concerned about traveling to the Keys, and hopefully this added component to their website will help travelers and can help you in helping your clients decide whether or not you want to book a vacation for someone down on the Keys. Again, a link to this in the website, in the show notes. Now, this last article here caught my eye because the headline on the article says American Hiking Society launches outdoor recreation application for Apple iPhone. And I personally have an interest in hiking on the trails, and not too far from my house here, maybe 15, 20 miles, is the North Country Trail. And the North Country Trail is the longest trail in the United States, the longest hiking trail. And I've actually hiked on portions of the North Country Trail nearby here, and I'm hoping to do a little bit more of it. But this application, this iPhone application, is designed for those people that go out and hike on the trails. And what it does, it gives you GPS maps, or gives you maps of your trail and the area surrounding the trail, and those maps are downloaded to your iPhone. You choose those maps by the location where you're going to be, so it doesn't fill up the memory in your iPhone. And the maps are for free. And you download those maps, they go into your iPhone, and then the GPS system in your iPhone will keep track of where you are and your progress along the trail. And it also will show interesting features about the trail as you're hiking. And another neat thing in the application as well is it gives you the ability to post information about your hike on Facebook. Now, I think I'm going to download this map. Not only is the North Country Trail nearby, this area where I live in West Michigan, we have several rail trails around, and I do like to explore those rail trails, and mainly on a bicycle I like to explore the rail trails with, but this application would work well, I think, if they have the rail trails listed, doing that on bicycle. Now, the application is called Hike GPS, and the app is available for $9.99 from iTunes in the App Store. And you can use the in-app map store. Say that real quick. Yeah. Using the in-app map store, users can download map data bundled the way they want it in a variety of packages. You can get the map data in state bundles, state and national park bundles, and special interest areas of the country. Now, the map bundles are free, and they're automatically integrated with neighboring areas as additional bundles are purchased. So this is brought to you by the American Hiking Society, and a portion of the sales of the app goes back to support the American Hiking Society. So not only are you going to get a great app if you're interested in hiking the trails out there, you're going to help support people who want to preserve good hiking trails. So there you go. Okay, with that, I think we're going to wrap the podcast. We're going to wrap up the show here for this week, and we will be back next week. Lorraine Romero is going to be on her fam trip, as I think she mentioned in the co-hosted segment. I am looking for a guest host. So I'm going to make a couple phone calls or drop a couple of emails out to people and see if we can get a guest host on for next week. So anyhow, until next week, we will see you then. And I hope you all have a safe week, safe travels, and stay healthy, everybody. Bye-bye now.
To wisdom, from death to immortality.